The year 1845 started much the same as other years in Ireland. English oppression was no worse than in recent years. The potato crop was good, and this was important. The potato, introduced into Ireland from South America via Europe some years earlier, was now the major crop and source of food of the Irish peasant. Then in the late summer, disaster struck. Within 7 days, the entire potato crop was destroyed by a fungus known as the late blight of potato, Phytophthora infestans. This was the beginning of one of the most disastrous famines in modern times. Between 1845 and 1851, almost 1 million died in Ireland and almost 1.5 million migrated to the United States and Canada out of a total population of 4 million. The social impact of the potato famine was great. The large number of Irish immigrants changed the complexion of American society, while the need for imported food in England and Ireland helped force the settlement of the American West. At the same time that the Irish peasant was being done in by one fungus, his French counterpart was using other fungi to produce some of the world's finest cheeses. With the help of Penicillium roqueforti and Penicillium camemberti, the French for centuries had been making Roquefort and Camembert cheese. Fungi from this same genus were found in the middle of the present century to produce an antibiotic, penicillin, that has removed the threat of many bacterial diseases from the modern world. These examples illustrate the importance of a highly diverse group of organisms, the fungi. For many years, the fungi had been placed in the kingdom Plantae, but in recent years, they were judged different enough to be assigned a kingdom of their own. Fungi come in all sizes, shapes, and colors. All of us are familiar with mushrooms and toadstools. Some of these are edible and some are deadly. Many fungi rot wood and cause great harm to frame houses and wooden ships. It has been claimed that wood-rotting fungi in King George's ships were as much responsible for the American victory in the Revolutionary War as the Continental Army. Certainly, they sank more ships than did the Continental Navy. Some fungi are single cells. The most familiar of these are the yeasts. These mighty little organisms are responsible for the manufacture of our bread, wine, and beer. They've been used by humans since at least the time of the pharaohs, and probably a lot longer. All members of the fungi lack chlorophyll, and thus must get their energy by digesting other organisms. They are heterotrophic organisms. Those that attack dead organisms are known as saprophytes, while those that attack living organisms are called parasites. There are fungi that are saprophytes or parasites on plants and a wide range of animals, particularly insects. A variety of human diseases are also caused by fungi. Most fungi are composed of cells that have a rigid cell wall. One component of this wall in many fungi is cellulose, identical to that found in the walls of green plants. Another major component of the fungal wall is chitin. This, like cellulose, is composed of many repeating units, but here they are glucosamine, a sugar derivative containing nitrogen. A third major component is glucan, which is also a polysaccharide made up of repeating glucose units joined differently than in cellulose. As we saw with the yeasts, some fungi are single cells, as are many water molds. Most fungi, however, are multicellular. In these, the basic unit of organization is a filamentous structure known as a hypha. Each hypha consists of a file of cells that, depending on the fungus, may have one or more nuclei. As hyphae grow, they form a mass known as a mycelium. In the case of mushrooms, the mycelium grows through the layer of decaying organic matter in the soil. The fungus lives by breaking down the dead remains of leaves and other structures. When the fungus is ready to reproduce, it produces a special mycelium that contains the reproductive cells, and this projects above the surface of the soil in the form of the mushroom. Similar, although less elaborate, reproductive structures are formed by most fungi. The major means of dispersal in fungi is through spores. These are frequently single cells and may be swimming, in the case of water fungi, or airborne, in the case of fungi living on land. Spores may be either sexual or asexual in origin. We will discuss how they are formed later. The kingdom fungi may be divided into two divisions, or phyla. One is the Myxomycophyta, or slime molds, while the second is the Eumycophyta, or true fungi. Slime molds, which we will consider first, are a strange and wonderful group of organisms that have long given biologists trouble in classifying them. Presently, they are placed in the fungi, as we have done, or they may be placed in the kingdom Protista, with the protozoa and other single-celled organisms, or they may be even placed in a kingdom of their own. The Myxomycophyta lack cell walls, except in the fruiting bodies, and ingest solid food particles. They exist as multinucleate masses, or as uninucleate naked cells, in moist soil, wood, decaying vegetation, or dung. Their fruiting bodies are similar to those of the true fungi. Thus, they sometimes resemble animals and sometimes plants. The Myxomycophyta may be divided into three classes, the Myxomycetes, the Acraciomycetes, and the Labyrinthulomycetes. We will discuss the first two. The Myxomycetes are also known as the true slime molds. A prime example is Didymium, frequently observed beneath the bark of rotting tree trunks as a net-like form. This is the Plasmodium, and it engulfs bacteria, wood particles, and other bits of organic matter for food. When conditions become unfavorable for vegetative growth, the formation of spores may be induced. When sporulation is about to take place, the Plasmodium creeps to an exposed place and forms a number of masses of protoplasm that become sporangia. Each sporangium consists of a stalk and a spherical or rounded tip in which the spores form. Meiosis occurs during spore formation, and the mature spores are surrounded by a rigid wall. Upon germination, Myxamoebae emerge from the spores. These are similar to true amoebae and move by amoeboid motion. In some species, swarm cells are formed that may either swim with flagella or move by amoeboid motion. Both types of cells can feed, divide, and form resistant cells. They also function as gametes. In the case of Didymium, two Myxamoebae fuse to form a zygote. The zygote nucleus divides mitotically in a matter of hours, and the daughter nuclei continue to divide, forming a Plasmodium. The sporangia of the true slime molds are small, beautiful objects in a range of forms and colors. Not all slime molds have true plasmodia. The ones that do not are called cellular slime molds and belong to the Acraciomycetes and the Labyrinthulomycetes. The best known of these is Dictyostelium discoideum, an Acraciomycete. The vegetative stage of Dictyostelium is the free-living Myxamoebae. These independent cells feed and divide until the population density reaches a point where changes occur in the amoebae. Some begin to produce a compound known as acrasin. This causes the nearby amoebae to congregate where acrasin formation is greatest. As more cells come together, more acrasin is produced, and the mass increases in size as more cells fuse. Eventually, a conical mass of cells known as a pseudoplasmodium forms. The pseudoplasmodium then migrates for a time, during which the cells retain their individuality and no feeding takes place. Eventually, it stops migration and rises upward. A basal disc is formed, from which projects a stalk topped with a globular mass in which spores are formed. These spores are released, and when they germinate, they will form amoebae. Where and if sexual reproduction takes place in the cellular slime molds is unknown. The slime molds are strange and interesting organisms, but they constitute only a small part of the kingdom. Most fungi are found in the Eumycophyta, or true fungi. The division Eumycophyta for many years was considered to have four classes, the Phycomycetes, the Ascomycetes, the Basidiomycetes, and the Deuteromycetes, or fungi imperfecti. The last is not a natural group, but simply a collection of fungi whose sexual phase cannot be identified and therefore cannot be placed in one of the other classes. In recent years, it has become apparent that the Phycomycetes is also an unnatural association, but for quite different reasons. Research has shown that the various groups in this class should be given the status of classes themselves. Six separate classes now replace the old phycomycetes. Of these, three are of special interest biologically and will be treated here. They are chytridiomycetes, the oomycetes, and the zygomycetes. Now let's look at these various classes and compare some of the features of each. We can start with the chytridiomycetes. Chytrids, as they are known, are characterized by motile cells with a single flagellum and cell walls composed predominantly of chitin. Most chytrids are extremely small single cells. Many are parasites of filamentous and single-celled algae, as well as other fungi, including other chytrids. A typical chytrid is found as a parasite on diatoms. This chytrid, common in lakes, is specific about its host and attacks only one species of diatom. The swimming zoospores attach themselves to the diatom cell. Each settled zoospore grows a fine extension, or haustorium, into the host cell. Several zoospores may attach themselves to the same diatom, which they rapidly kill by draining it of its nutrients. The attached zoospore enlarges, and a number of new zoospores are produced. The new zoospores are released when part of the original wall dissolves. The oomycetes are a structurally varied class of fungi, containing both saprophytic and parasitic species, and both aquatic and terrestrial forms. In this class, the zoospores lack walls and have two flagella, while the mature cells have walls containing cellulose but lacking chitin. Water molds, such as this Saprolegnia growing on dead flies, are members of the oomycetes. Late blight of potato, with which we started this unit, and downy mildew of grapes, a disease that almost wiped out the wine industry in France, are also members of the oomycetes. Plants become infected with downy mildew when airborne spores land on the young leaves and germinate in a drop of dew or rain. There are several courses of development possible after the spore germinates. In the simplest, the spore forms a hypha. The hypha grows along the surface of the leaf and into it through a stomate. Once inside, the hypha forms a mycelium of unbranched hyphae that are multinucleate and lack cross walls. Large branched haustoria grow into the host cells to absorb nutrients for use by the fungus. The more virulent mildews rapidly kill the host cells. The milder forms allow the host plant to survive. After a period of vegetative growth, the fungus develops straight hyphae that emerge from the stomata and grow upward. The ends of these hyphae branch several times, and the tip of each branch enlarges to form a spore. These are called conidia spores, and the structures that produce them, conidiophores. The masses of conidiophores on the diseased plant give it the appearance we recognize as mildewed. Conidia spores are a most effective means of asexual reproduction and can spread the disease with great speed through the crop. Sexual reproduction in the water mold Saprolegnia is typical of the oomycetes. Antheridia containing male nuclei attach to oogonia containing the female oospheres. The male nuclei travel through a fertilization tube. One male nucleus enters an oosphere, fuses with the female nucleus, and produces a zygote. The zygote then germinates into a new hypha. The class zygomycetes includes the familiar black bread mold. Like all other zygomycetes, the black bread mold, Rhizopus stolonifer, is a terrestrial fungus completely lacking motile cells. The hyphae have cross walls, and chitin is a predominant component of the cell wall. Rhizopus can be found on almost any piece of moldy bread or soft fruit. There it is a saprophyte. The hyphae secrete enzymes to break down the substrate so that it can be absorbed by the fungus. But Rhizopus can also be found causing soft rot on sweet potatoes and strawberries. Here, the secreted enzymes kill the cell and partly dissolve the cell wall in advance of the growing hyphae. The structure of Rhizopus is more complex than it first appears. One part of the hypha grows rapidly over the surface of the substrate. At some places, hyphae extend into the substrate. Opposite these, hyphae differentiate sporangia that give rise to numerous dark-colored spores. These spores are light enough to float in the air for long periods and great distances. Sexual reproduction occurs when the hyphae of two different strains grow together. Short lateral branches develop and come together. Then their ends are cut off by crosswalls to form multinucleate gametangia. These fuse as the wall dissolves, allowing the gametangia from the two strains to meet. The multinucleate protoplasts fuse, and one nucleus from each strain pair and fuse, giving rise to a 2N zygote. This is repeated many times, so that the resulting structure is a multinucleate zygote. It develops a thick, warty wall and becomes the dormant stage of the organism, capable of withstanding adverse environmental conditions. When the multinucleate zygote germinates, the nuclei first undergo meiosis, then a single sporangiophore is formed and produces haploid spores. One of the more unusual members of the zygomycetes is a fungus that grows on cow dung and is called Pilobolus. This fungus has a mechanism that shoots a mass of spores toward light. The discharge is violent, with speeds close to 30 miles per hour. The spore mass is shot onto the leaves of plants that cows eat, and the spores pass through the animal to be deposited in the dung, where they germinate. The next class of fungi is the ascomycetes, containing some 30,000 species. This is a large and important group of fungi that includes the yeasts, penicillium, the deadly ergot, and various wood-rotting fungi. Despite all this diversity, the ascomycetes are a long-recognized natural class, united by several similarities. None of the ascomycetes have motile cells, and all have walls containing chitin and insoluble glucans. In most cases, the hyphae are subdivided by cross walls that have a central pore. This allows cytoplasm to move from one cell to the next, not only cell organelles, such as mitochondria, but also nuclei have been seen to migrate from cell to cell. The resulting cells may have one nucleus or many. The sexual spores are produced on special structures called asci. These structures provide the basis of the name of the class. In most ascomycetes, sexual reproduction is based on the germination of different kinds of spores that usually look identical, but actually represent different genetic strains, typically designated by plus and minus. The two different strains may be seen in these Neurospora asci as dark and light ascospores. Under the proper conditions, a branch of one hypha enlarges and many nuclei accumulate in the swollen tip, called an ascogonium. The tip of the second hypha enlarges only slightly, but again, many nuclei are concentrated in it. The smaller tip, the antheridium, fuses with the larger, and the nuclei of the plus and minus strain mingle. From this enlarged, swollen hypha, many new hyphae form. As these hyphae grow, new cells are constantly being formed. The cells closest to the fused hyphal mass have several nuclei. As the tips of the hyphae grow farther and farther away, the cells become increasingly binucleate, always in pairs of plus and minus nuclei. A cell that contains two paired nuclei with one of each strain is called a dikaryon. It contains two haploid nuclei and functions as a diploid. Eventually, the two nuclei of the subterminal cell, or ascus, fuse, forming a single diploid nucleus, the zygote nucleus. Almost immediately, this nucleus undergoes meiosis, and the resulting four nuclei divide mitotically, forming eight haploid nuclei. At the same time, the ascus elongates. Eventually, the eight nuclei line up in a neat row. A wall forms around each nucleus, producing eight haploid ascospores. The hyphae producing the ascospores are surrounded by many hyphae that do not produce spores. This entire hyphal mass composes a fruiting body, or ascocarp. Sexual reproduction is not common in Penicillium, which reproduces asexually through conidia, but it is common in such ascomycetes as Neurospora, the common pink bread mold. Yeasts are well-known ascomycetes, and many claims have been made regarding them. They've been called one of the most important of all domesticated organisms, and one of the first to be domesticated. Saccharomyces cerevisiae, commonly known as baker's or brewer's yeast, is grown around the world in complex modern bakeries and breweries, as well as simple earthen pots containing dough or mash. Yeasts are single-celled and simply organized, but the electron microscope shows them to be eukaryotic cells. A yeast reproduces asexually by producing a small protuberance or bud on the side of the mother cell. The nucleus divides as the bud is forming, and one daughter nucleus moves into the bud. One of the less pleasant ascomycetes is Claviceps purpurea, or ergot. This fungus infects the flower of the rye plant and eventually produces a dark purple structure that replaces the grain. This is called a sclerotium and is a mass of hyphae capable of surviving the winter. This structure is surrounded by a thick wall and contains some 20 or more potent alkaloids. In nature, this helps prevent their being eaten by animals, but when the grain is harvested, milled into flour, and eaten by humans, the results are terrible. The victim burns with a fever. The body convulses violently. Reason is wiped away. Violent hallucinations are experienced, and fingers, toes, arms, and legs blacken and drop off as a result of dry gangrene. This is the Holy Fire, or St. Anthony's Fire, that swept through medieval Europe, causing thousands and thousands of deaths over the centuries. Ergot is also the source of lysergic acid, from which LSD was first synthesized. Other ergot alkaloids are used in small doses to induce childbirth, control bleeding after delivery, treat high blood pressure and varicose veins, and ease severe migraine headaches. The basidiomycetes contain many of the fungi of which we are commonly aware. There are some 13,000 species of basidiomycetes in a vast array of forms. These include the common mushrooms, the wood-rotting shelf fungi, as well as the black-stem wheat rust that causes enormous losses in wheat crops each year. Let's look at the life cycle in the most familiar of the basidiomycetes, the common mushroom. We can start with the germination of some of the millions of spores produced by a single mushroom. The spores that land on moist soil will germinate rapidly and form mycelia, consisting of branched hyphae that contain cross walls with pores in them. The hyphae fuse with one another, forming a three-dimensional network. The cells of the newly germinated spores are uninucleate, but soon two hyphae fuse. The cytoplasm, but not the nuclei, fuses to form binucleate or dikaryotic cells. The formation of the dikaryotic cells is really the start of a process of sexual reproduction that will not end until the fruiting body, the mushroom that we normally see, is formed and the nuclei fuse. The structure and development of the fruiting body are shown here. In a mushroom, gills line the lower surface of the cap, where the spores, called basidiospores, are formed. Along the surface of the gills are many hyphal ends, the terminal cells of which enlarge, forming a basidium. The two nuclei present in the basidium fuse, forming true diploid nuclei. These nuclei, representing the zygote stage, immediately undergo meiosis. The cells themselves continue to enlarge, and the four nuclei that are produced by the meiotic division in each cell migrate to the outer edges of the cells. Walls are then formed around the nuclei. These are the basidiospores. They are discharged a distance of some 10 to 20 times their diameter. This gets them free of the hyphae and into the space between the gills, where they drop away from the cap. Once below the cap, the spores can travel for miles on air currents. The fruiting bodies of the basidiomycetes assume a fantastic assortment of shapes in addition to the common mushroom or toadstool type. They may resemble pieces of coral or be shaped like balls, aptly named puffballs because the spores are discharged in a puff when the dried ball is stepped on. Such puffballs may vary in size from less than an inch to a foot or more in diameter. Some of the most conspicuous fruiting bodies are produced by the shelf or bracket fungi. These basidiomycetes are wood-rotting forms and frequently live on the wood in the center of trees. This wood is composed of dead cells, so the fungus is actually a saprophyte, even though it resides within a living plant. The mycelium forms a tough, rigid fruiting body on the outside of the bark of the tree. This structure may remain intact for many years, growing larger each year at its edges. Not all basidiomycetes rely on airborne spores. Some, such as the stinkhorn, Mutinus caninus, utilize insects. Flies are attracted to the stinkhorn's fruiting body by the characteristic carrion smell and the presence of slime in which the ripe spores are embedded. The flies eat the slime and the spores, which they then unintentionally scatter. No discussion of the basidiomycetes would be complete without mentioning poisonous mushrooms. It has been estimated that of the 4,000 species of mushrooms known, some 30 to 40 may be poisonous. These species can be placed in two general groups: those in which the toxins cause vomiting by the victim and are usually not fatal, and those in which the toxins enter the bloodstream without complications and are fatal. The second group contains Amanita phalloides, or the angel of death mushroom. This is a dangerous organism and should never be treated lightly. Indeed, all poisonous mushrooms are serious business. Many wild mushrooms make good eating, but they should only be collected by a regional expert. There are no simple rules in collecting mushrooms, and there is no way to test for the toxins when you are preparing the mushrooms. Not all basidiomycetes are saprophytes growing in soil and rotten wood. Some are among the worst parasites of cultivated plants. These include white pine blister rust, black stem wheat rust, and various smuts, so named because of the masses of black powdery spores that are produced. All of these are important organisms with complex life cycles that we will not cover here. The final class to be considered is the deuteromycetes, or fungi imperfecti. The 10,000 species of this class are called imperfect because they do not reproduce sexually, and the sexual stage is considered the perfect stage. In effect, the grouping is a taxonomic dustbin into which fungi are dumped until they are studied more carefully. Most of the fungi imperfecti reproduce asexually through the production of masses of conidia. The fungi imperfecti constitute a diverse assortment of fungi, including Trichophyton interdigitale, the cause of athlete's foot. Several other fungi that parasitize humans are members of this class. Cat and dog ringworm are also in this class, as is head and skin ringworm of humans. On the brighter side, one of the fungi imperfecti traps the nematodes, or eelworms, that are a major pest of the roots of orchard trees and many crops. Arthrobot trees conoides capture nematodes with a trap consisting of sticky rings of cells attached to the mycelium. The nematode enters a ring and becomes stuck. Hyphae then grow into the nematode, using its body as a food source. Finally, before leaving the fungi, we should look at one unusual group of organisms that are half fungi and half algae. These are the lichens. A lichen is a composite structure consisting of a fungus and an alga growing symbiotically. The fungus forms a network in which are embedded unicellular algal cells. The great bulk of the fungi found in lichens are ascomycetes, although a few are basidiomycetes, or fungi imperfecti. The algal species are either green or blue-green algae. There are a number of body plans in the lichens. Some form a thin crust, closely oppressed to the substrate, looking almost like a layer of paint on a rock. These lichens are often seen growing on rocks, stone buildings or fences, and on tombstones. Other lichens have distinctly leafy appearances, more upright in form and less securely fastened to the substrate. Some lichens form shrub-like bodies with cylindrical or flattened branches that may be erect or hanging. From a distance, one of the hanging varieties looks like the Spanish moss found in southern states. But the former is a lichen, the latter is a flowering plant, and neither is a moss. In summary, we can say that the kingdom fungi contains organisms both beneficial and harmful to humans. All fungi are eukaryotic, heterotrophic organisms. They are all either saprophytes or parasites. The fungi are divided into two phyla, the slime molds, or myxomycophyta, and the true fungi, or eumycophyta. The slime molds lack true cell walls in the vegetative state, but may form them during reproduction, and they ingest solid food particles such as bacteria. True fungi all have cell walls and vary greatly in form, habitat, chemical composition, and mode of reproduction. There are few places where fungi will not grow, and few things that some species cannot use for food. The fungi have an important role in the ecosystem, and the recycling of minerals and the breakdown of organic matter would not be possible without them.